This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Surprises galore.
Hello.
It's showtime again. Another hour of conversation from the DJ Veers. Can I make a verb out of this, Victoria? The DJ Veers. You scrutinize the use of my taking nouns and making them into verbs.
Well, if we're DJ Veers, we wouldn't be a verb. We'd be a gerund.
We'd be a gerund.
And we'd need a uniform.
Yes, let's have... What would the uniform... Ladies, you can design the uniform. What would it consist of? How would you...
Some form of pajamas, yourself? Hopefully.
Pajamas.
Something comfortable.
I was thinking glitter, but okay.
You could add a little glitter.
Glittery pajamas, they'd be okay. Hi, Jennifer, let us glitterize. There's another verb. Hello. Is that a... Yeah, that's a verb. To glitterize. That would be, the definition of to glitterize would be to bring glitter into the world that we are in at the moment, the world that we are in at the moment with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling's conversation. So let us get started with some of the trenders, Jen.
Well, I always like to tell you about some of the crazy things that are happening in the state of California.
Yes.
And got a perfect example of one of the stories that is making national headlines in addition to local headlines. San Francisco has begun to register non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, so illegal immigrants, to register to vote.
Yay!
What? Everybody says, what? Yeah, this started on Monday, and it's for the November election for the city school board. This is all according to the San Francisco Chronicle, who reports that the move follows the passage of a 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18, city residents, and have children under age 19, according to the publication. So they call it a no-brainer legislation. Essentially, this is the first time that an American city will give illegal immigrants the right to vote in an election for local office. Now, that means that they're not going to be able to vote for what are some of the big races that will be going on in California. They won't be able to vote for governor. In 2018, but they'll be able to vote for school board. How are they going to monitor this? I hate to be a negative Nelly because I like to believe the best in people, but I just have a hard time believing that the poll workers are going to be able to say, okay, you can vote for this race, but not for that race. I don't know how that's going to actually work. I don't know that they do have two ballots.
Here's an illegal ballot, and here's a legal ballot. That's
there some sort of identification or a card that you get for local? There must be some way that they're...
That's part of the issue.
Something like a voter registration card that's like a restricted one.
As part of the issue with what's going on. Plus, California does not do voter ID. So once you're registered to vote, you're sort of registered to vote. So that's why the other side of this issue, and actually many people in California are kind of going crazy about this because we can't, there's no way for people to distinguish the two. So it kind of an interesting one. And as you know, California sometimes leads the way for the rest of the nation, but that's,
I don't think the rest of the nation.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I do. I know California does lead the nation and with a lot of things that are environmental
crazy
and things
stuff.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the rest of the nation's going to catch on to this one. This sounds crazy. And I'm saying that as a New Yorker. Like,
welcome to San Francisco.
Crazy. Yeah. Can't they clean up the poop first before they worry about, you know, who gets to vote in a school board election?
Yeah, that was actually what was kind of funny. The mayor who just took office said, I've never seen this much poop before in my life. Well, you're the mayor.
Right.
I've never heard this much poop before in my life about...
Yeah.
That's
the streets of San Francisco. And, you know, the sad thing is San Francisco is a beautiful place.
Beautiful.
I have no desire to go there right now. When you go stay in a hotel and they hand you a feces map, check please, pass.
That sounds funny, but I know it's not. It's true.
It's true.
It sounds like it's not a real thing, but it is.
Wow.
Oh God.
I didn't know that.
Places to avoid. They say, avoid this one, avoid that. Yeah.
Well, you get, what, hepatitis A, is it?
Oh, is that? Would that be nice?
Is that, Yeah, isn't
not
that the
quite
one?
The not quite the mug that you want that says "My heart belongs in San Francisco."
My poop belongs in San Francisco.
Yeah, what'd you get in San Francisco? Oh, Hepe. Yeah.
I went to San Francisco and all I got was hepatitis A. That's the new T-shirt.
I could make you can make a song out of that. I went to San Francisco.
I left my poop in San Francisco.
I left my poop in San Francisco. Yes. All right, some business and money news. Japan and the European Union have signed a trade deal that pretty much gets rid of all the tariffs on products they trade. Listen to this, what has been created out of where a lot of people are talking about, and it's important for people to understand the significance of these the tariffs, the tariff wars or whatever, the trade talks, all of this stuff, even though because we've become a global economy, now these sorts of things affect us, even if they are between Japan and the European Union. This will affect us because of the way we ship things to Japan, what we buy from Japan, what we ship and sell to Europe, and what we buy from them. President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, and the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. Is it Abe or Abe? Abe. Anyway, signed the treaty, the agreement. In Tokyo, Mr. Tusk called the deal the largest bilateral trade deal ever, and I wouldn't argue with that. All the people, all the customers in these two, we're talking probably between all of the Europeans and talking about half a billion people or more customers. The deal was mostly hashed out in the conversations they've been having over the past year, and the signing had been scheduled before it was supposed to be earlier this month, but the Prime Minister of Japan canceled his trip because of the weather in Japan. Remember we talked earlier in the week about the landslides, the flooding. A couple of hundred people have been killed so far there. So anyway, these measures don't go into effect right away. The deal eliminates about 99% of all of the tariffs on Japanese goods exported to the EU. You don't think that's going to affect what Chinese? The Chinese are going to have to, somehow or other, in order to sell their stuff, because the Japanese, remember, make a lot of the same things that the Chinese do, only because the Chinese do it cheaper, Japan's sort of been aced out. But without the, this is the way I read it anyway, without the tariffs, it makes it cheaper to buy stuff made in Japan than buy stuff made in China with the current state of tariffs that are on the products from China. Japanese consumers be able to pay less for things like wine and dairy products as well. And Europeans buying cars especially, that's a big deal.
It's a good deal for Japan because, well, I'm just thinking of wine and dairy because we need wine and dairy.
Do you need anything else?
I know, right? And they don't have they don't really have wine and dairy as staples in Japan. And then that's good for the EU, but where does it leave America? Are we completely shut out of that?
Yeah, we are at the moment, on purpose. These guys are giving us a message, sending the government a message. So let me just fast forward. This is the reason people like, if I can say this modestly, people like listening to this program is because of how we take these issues apart. Yeah, okay, here's the news, here's the story. What does it mean to you? So here's what it means to you. If you go to Japan and you go into the duty-free shop. Remember, every airport and every place in the world has a duty-free shop. So you go into the duty-free shop, and they got some of these things here that would otherwise have a tariff on them. Remember, if they take all the tariffs off, then there is no tax at all. Duty-free is supposed to be tax without tax. I'm thinking this is going to affect what Americans who are going through or visiting Japan, what they might buy to bring home, frankly, because I'm not talking about stuff made in Japan as much as I am stuff made in Europe that may end up in Japan. Does that make any sense?
Not really. So what you mean, going, this will benefit
Excuse
Americans.
Excuse me, you don't like my explanation?
Well, just need clarification.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, wait, this means that this is, you're talking about tourists going through Japanese airports will be able to buy these European goods without a tax.
Yes. Yes.
But that doesn't, right, but that's such a small number of people.
I'm talking.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, does this affect America as a country with our
It's a separate issue. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to say no to that. Of course it does, because the trade stuff, as I said when we get started with this, the world is interlocked. The interlocution of how our trade deals are done affects everything. It's an international trading community. We're selling stuff all over the place, buying stuff all over the place. And the best example of it is perhaps how cars are made, or anything's made but cars, because the stuff that comes into our country, what we use to put cars together in the plants that assemble the cars, comes from a lot of it, frankly, from Japan and Europe. Look at the BMW. We had this conversation, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about there's a Hyundai plant and there's a BMW plant someplace down in the Carolinas. And they bring in the parts from all over the place. Remember how it was going to affect the price of the car? So if you buy the stuff through Europe, or it becomes some convoluted way of the Japanese buy the stuff. You see what I'm saying? The Japanese buy from the Europeans the car parts and then they sell them to America. It's all of that stuff is possible. It's crazy. It's a crazy world of buying and selling. And the tariff thing, I think we've scratched the surface of that. Also in business and money news, the Bank of America has announced that deposits made on mobile devices like your smartphone, your tablets, are outpacing those made at branches. This is the first time this has happened. This is what Victoria does. Customers log into Bank of America's mobile app 1.4 billion times just in the last quarter. So this is a rapid expansion, if you will, or an adoption of mobile banking. Big banks shrink the number of expensive branches they operate. Bank of America has 1,700 fewer branches than it did 10 years ago. 28% fewer than they did 10 years ago. I don't know why anybody does business with Bank of America. Anyway, it is a big bank, but they suck.
Well, I'm in Manhattan, so real estate is obviously at a premium, and any other major city, it's the same way. But banks take up so much space, and every time I look, it doesn't matter what the branch is, whether it's Chase or TD Bank or Bank of America, they're all empty. There's like one or two, there's a bunch of empty cubicles, one or two people working inside. It must just be for show at this point.
I have this lady that has been my friend since we were, she's about the same age as I am. She takes care of when I walk in the door, go to her for deposits. We talk about what's going on in town. Very pleasant. 20 after the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Change at the hour on the Thursday version of DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focusing now on some music news. The Boss's music in the background. Bruce Springsteen has a Broadway show that's been going on. I've tried how many times? Three times to get on the list. The most convoluted mess that you could possibly imagine trying to get tickets for this thing. Netflix may have just saved you from having to get in line or get into that silly queue that they have to wait for the tickets. Because, as a matter of fact, I think if I had bought tickets for this, for the seats that I wanted and the show I wanted, it would cost me a couple of $1,000. The streaming service Netflix announcing that recent Tony winner Springsteen on Broadway is going to come to Netflix. Currently sold out. Tickets may be available on resales. You can buy them on the resale. Those, I don't want to use
like
the word.
StubHub and other places like that.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's the name of them. It doesn't describe what they are.
Yeah, every sale. Yeah, everybody knows.
Extortion.
This.
No, they're extortion sites. Anyway, Springsteen's, if you are looking for, they put an end to this, so I don't think they're going to stop it. I think they keep making this kind of dough. $1,500 a ticket. Springsteen keep going doing this forever. I would if it was me, anyway.
All right, can I make a true confession?
Yes.
I think Bruce Springsteen is the most overrated person.
Yeah, but he's very, that may be.
That's okay, Jen, I agree.
It's just my opinion. I'm not saying that it should be everybody's. I'm just saying I hear a lot of people go nuts about Bruce Springsteen.
Try being from Jersey.
Ray,
hello.
And how wonderful. And like
Jennifer,
the only, yeah.
Remember how Roberta...
Yes, I think she's the one I think she's the one that got me to realize how overrated he is. And I used to say, well, the only album I like is Glory Days and Born in the USA. Like, those are the two songs, Dancing in the Dark.
Horrified,
and she's like, those are the pee songs. That's when you go to the bathroom.
That's okay, yeah. My uncle and aunt go to visit, go to see him all around the country. They've seen him in so many different states. It's crazy.
I'm not a Springsteen fan either. I like him as a writer and a person, but I'm not. I would never go to a concert because the fans are so annoying and they just yell Bruce for 4 hours.
Yeah,
but this show on Broadway though is
quiet.
Incredible. I have a lot of friends who actually have seen it. They say it really is amazing. But the fact that Netflix is going to air it, I think the ticket sales are just going to plummet now because people they can wait another 4 or 5 months and then you can watch it at home.
Well, yeah. Plus, he can make as much money. I'm sure they're going to pay him off in a handy way, and he doesn't have to do anything. Maybe that's why it's ending in December. It started in October of 2017, the Walter Kerr Theater on Broadway. It's supposed to be 8 weeks. It's been extended 3 times. Springsteen has done 236 performances of this. So, anyway, it's good news. I happen to like Bruce Springsteen's music. I have gone to his concert, and I'm with you. I didn't like it. Frankly, it was too long. Much
it was
anything
way
else.
Too long.
Yeah, and there weren't enough. There were too many B cuts. I want to listen to the hits. See you later.
Right. That's what I get. Yeah.
All right. Also in the musical world, Destiny's Child member Michelle Williams candidly discussing her mental health. Revealed to her fans she's seeking help from professionals. She tweeted that she has encouraged others with mental health issues to seek help as well. Now she's taking her own advice. She wrote, quote, I recently listened to the same advice I have given to thousands around the world and sought help from a great team of healthcare professionals. She'd been struggling with depression since she was a teenager. Peaked when Destiny's Child was at the height of their fame. I didn't know until I was in my 30s what was going on, she said. She thought she was experiencing growing pains. For years, I was in one of the top-selling female groups of all time, suffering depression. Got really bad to the point I was suicidal. Today, I proudly, happily, and healthily stand here as someone who will continue to always lead by example as I advocate for the betterment of those in need. That's a good positive message. 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a Capitol Hill hearing concerning what President Trump discussed with the Russian president during their private Helsinki summit, America's top diplomat gets an earful from Democrats, like New Jersey's Bob Menendez.
Want to talk about politics? If President Obama did what President Trump did in Helsinki, I'd be peeling you off the Capitol ceiling. Please.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling those lawmakers.
I've had a number of conversations with President Trump about what transpired in the meeting. I was also present when he and President Putin both gave us a sense of what they discussed in the meeting that followed immediately after.
Meanwhile, Russian President Putin's proposed visit to Washington this fall is being postponed. National Security Advisor John Bolton says in a statement any such visit should wait for the completion of the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Four after the hour now, here with the business of passion, persistence, and good product. This is the DJV show. I'm happy to be at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer's other studio life in Los Angeles got flushed away. I think that's part of what's going on. A number of things got flushed away. So she's out picking blueberries today. As a matter of fact, what a great day to do it, because today is National Pick Your Blueberry Day. Guess it depends on your definition of blueberry. I happen to like those little beautiful blueberries on bushes. There are big ones and there are small ones. And you know how you can tell the difference? Do you know what the difference is, Victoria, between a big blueberry and a small blueberry?
The small ones are wild blueberries.
That's very good. Wow. Very good. I'm impressed. It's come mostly from Maine as well. Maine blueberries are wild blueberries. The other ones are cultivated blueberries that you get from, they can be from bushes in the ground or hydroponics, but yes, that is it. Native to our continent, North America, blueberries are healthy and nutritious. If you have lots of blueberries, I do every day, eat like a half a bucket of blueberries because they're great for your brain, great for your body, great for life. 90% of all the blueberries are grown in North America. The U.S. is the world's largest producer of blueberries. Let's add a tariff. How about that? How about we charge everybody 90% tariff to stay healthy by eating our blueberries? What an idea. Surprised some politician hasn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's because they probably don't eat blueberries and they don't know how good they are. They contain the highest level of antioxidants of all the fruits and all the veggies. High in fiber as well. So the older you get, the more you like that fiber. Medicinal benefits include improved memory. That's how I can remember what you said to me last week, Victoria.
Yeah, because you're great at that.
It fights Alzheimer's, cancers. It's great for your heart and so much more. So eat lots of blueberries. You know, they're replacing the billboards around for Chick-fil-A that have cows on them and it says eat more chicken. Now they're going to replace them with eat more blueberries.
As they should. The wild blueberries, they're not as fun to eat if you're just eating a handful.
No,
I only eat wild blueberries, but I make them in smoothies.
Put them
and
in
the reason
pie.
Is wild. Yeah, that's true. Wild blueberries are, and this doesn't apply to the other larger kind, but wild blueberries have something in them that it actually draws heavy metals from your body.
Right.
And so if you have used aluminum in your antiperspirant for a long period of your life, which a lot of people have, if you have any type of heavy metals that just exist in your tap water, you know, all of that is a direct link to Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yep.
And so if you include wild blueberries in your diet and throw them into a smoothie or however you, in a pie, whatever you want to do, that significantly reduces your heavy metal toxicity in your body.
Good point. I'm just wild about blueberries.
Well, we have to switch to wild blueberries then.
I get whatever I can. If I can find wild blueberries, I eat them. Target has the big one. Most of them commercially big stores. But if you go to Trader Joe's, you'll often find the wild blueberries there.
And they come frozen, right from Maine. So Lyman is a great brand. And I just buy the organic ones, and you throw them right into a smoothie, and they're delicious.
Organic, organic wild blueberries. Great, great, great. All right, so here is another item to be aware of today. It's National Don't Step on a Bee Day. Bees, world's largest pollinators, 20,000 species of bees. How many people knew that?
I used to
call them bumblebees when I was a kid. Bumblebees, honeybees. Their bodies specifically are made for collecting pollen, fine hairs in their little butts. Their pollen gets stuck to it, and their pollen then goes into pollen baskets on the back of the bee's legs, where it stays while being transported. You'd think if you were a female bumblebee, you'd want to shave your legs, because there's lots of hair on the female bumblebee. You didn't know that, right?
Did not.
But I was, as a kid, never forget, this is my first real deal with bees. I was probably maybe 10 years old. And my Uncle Sam Mayo, who was more my father in many ways than my own father, he and I were going to a hay field. Matter of fact, I still mow and get the hay off of this particular field. And I remember we parked on the side of the road. I got out, and my foot went into a hole. And it was a mud wasp nest. There's mud wasps in the ground. And the bees went up my pants.
Well, those aren't bees. Those are different. Those are... bees are... No, wasps don't pollinate.
They are called wasps, but they're bees, but they are called mud wasps. Anyway, the point is, my first encounter with a bee wasn't a great one, but since then, I've thought that I've learned to have great respect for bees and what they do. And that's really as clever as it may be to suggest today is don't step on a bee day. What you don't know is that everything you eat that has anything to do with a natural chain of things, that is, if it's not made in a factory like a hot dog, then you need a bee for it. And this goes for the grasses, a lot of the things that cows eat. If you're a meat eater, cows eat a lot of corn. You'd have no corn were it not for bees. You wouldn't have anything. And for those people who don't know that, yeah, it's obvious honey comes as a byproduct of bees, but bees are necessary for all the food that we have. Yeah. And because of those bastards at Monsanto, they're killing the bees by the millions because of the insecticides, whatever the stuff Roundup. Is that's in them, Roundup, yeah. all that stuff. There's a lot of pollution.
Unfortunately, the bees are actually drawn. There's something in the chemical makeup of Roundup, yeah. that maybe the scent or whatever, and unfortunately, bees are actually drawn to it, and then yeah. it kills them. And so bees are practically extinct now. They're on like the endangered species list.
Yeah, they are in some
this country.
Circumstances. Yeah.
Well, in this country, they are in many, many states.
Yep.
There are a lot of projects trying to help repollinate the bees.
So you want to help the bees? Look to
help
bring pollinator plants to your yard
mm-hmm.
or your garden, and don't spray pesticides, insecticides, insidious stuff. That's the way you want to get rid of the bees. And then you won't be able to eat, and so it'll be the end of everything. I think, and I'm not being facetious. I may be a little dramatic in it, but it is the bees that give us life. So let's not mess it up. All right. Calitrin is, in my opinion, in my experience, the number one choice for weight loss. I've never really gone on a weight loss program because I don't usually have. I mean, you look at me, you don't think this guy's got a weight problem because I really don't. I just am uncomfortable with that role that settles in because I have a bad lower back, so I can't do sit-ups, and it's hard for me to do push-ups and that sort of thing, which are a good. When you do planks, that's really good for your stomach. But because my lower back is bad, that's really not an option for me, at least if I want to be intelligent. I'm not always intelligent with what I do with my body, but I'll tell you, the pain that comes from me doing those exercises is not worth it. So I need to find another way to work off or shake off that little roll that I get. And Calitran has become my choice for doing this. It's been around for 30 years. The essential active ingredient in Calitran is collagen protein. And is one of the, I think Jack Stockwell explained to us yesterday or the day before, the real reason this works is because it eats up, when you're adding muscle, it eats up the fat. And collagen will, with a good exercise program, it'll do away with the fat because the collagen produces muscle from the fat, the protein that's in it, the peptides. I mean, Jack gets into the weeds too much, and half the time I don't understand what he's talking about. Either Karen and I, but we listen to him because he's one of the smartest guys I know, and he goes off onto these tangents about what makes it all work. I don't want to know why it works. I want to know it works. And I'm telling you, Calitran works as a healthy choice for losing weight. That's the bottom line message. Order the product now by going to toploss.com. Special 10% offer. The deal is for the first three bottles, you get 10% off. Fourth bottle is free. Get on this program. It really is fabulous. So easy to do, too, and it's so proven. Look at the testimonials at their website, toploss.com. It works. You'll take my word for it, and then you'll try it, and you'll be telling other people, yep, Doug was right. You lose weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special deal. Toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitran.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, the new Ultimate Jegging for juniors is just $17.60. Vans for the family start at $35.99. And Twin and Twin XL bedding sets are just $47.99. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Kickstart your back-to-school savings at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid July 26th through 28th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So Kate Spade apparently is still dead. She plans the people who worked with her donating $1 million to suicide prevention. I think that makes sense. This is her family doing this, right?
No, this is her brand that she actually has not been associated with.
Oh, the one she sold off.
Coach, yeah. It's essentially the Coach company, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So
I think she sold it like more than a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what does this tell you? That they're conscious? That this is a problem people are recognizing? Let's do something about it. What is this? Is the company looking for promotion?
I think her name's on it still. Yeah. Her name is the brand. The designs are inspired by her. So I think it's only appropriate that they step forward and pay tribute to her in some way, even if she wasn't associated with them when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Yeah. The company's president said, "We hope that our support will shed even more light on the disease and encourage those who suffer from mental health issues to seek help. Collectively, we must all do more." Hard to argue with that. So good for them. All right, sports news here. Former Celtic player who was a Hall of Famer. I remember this guy well from when I was a kid, actually, or much younger. Seven-time NBA champion Frank Ramsey has passed away at the age of 86. Played for the Celtics from 54 to 64. The statement from the team yesterday honoring his career as the original sixth man because of his legacy off the court. As a seven-time NBA champion and the original sixth man, Ramsey helped create a legacy of excellence. Very selfless guy. He was part of the Celtics, the Red Auerbach. Most of you don't remember Red Auerbach, but he was the coach, found this guy Ramsey, liked him, honed him into something. He was in the military for part of his career. He went in the middle, which is very unusual, but that was the kind of guy he was. He just thought it was important for him to do it, and they didn't want him to go, but he did. Red Auerbach was a very interesting guy. He couldn't handle that. He couldn't make a basketball shot if his life depended on it. Yet he was probably, of all of the coaches of any basketball team of any era, he was probably the best. He was very sage in his ability to get people to work together. He managed to, and the Celtics were one of the first teams to really integrate, really bring in a lot of big black players. There was a no-no early, and when I was a kid in the 50s, you didn't see any black players. You didn't see black, very rarely did you see them. And Auerbach brought them all in, and he brought Larry Bird in. Bird helped. They all got along well together. It was that kind of a group. Ramsey's got a great basketball legacy, and it's too bad he passed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 after the hour, as it's food news time here on the DJV program. Let's talk about summer food, Victoria, shall we? Or some of the things that keep you cool and healthy. Had a conversation on the Your Hidden Power program. We want to get to the story, the metaphysical world and how fascinating it is. Every week there's a podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com focusing on that sort of thing. And I talked this week to a woman from Chinese medicine, has a background in Chinese medicine. We talked about why it's important to eat warm foods at this time of year when we mostly want to eat cool foods, right? We want to have salads. You want to drink a lot of really cold water or cold drinks. But she says, no, that's not a good idea. You should avoid those sorts of things, as you should avoid fatty food like chicken, red meat, that kind of stuff. Not good. Lighten your proteins. Choose light fish. I think if I remember correctly, Carrie, you were listening to the conversation. Vegetarian meals, summertime is a good time to be a vegan. Salads, they're okay. Eat raw food, but that's something that is important all around the whole year. Eating raw foods is very important to do. In the summer, we try it again, cool. But room temperature is the best temperature in which to eat these foods. We're not talking about raw meat and stuff. I'm talking about carrots and things that come out of the garden. That's sort of the fresh veggies. But in terms of water, drinking a lot of water at this time of year is very important, but not iced. It should be room temperature. Otherwise, it draws digestive fire. It'll make a mess of your body. Who would have thought? I drink, because it's I'm outside on the farm so much, I just drink gobs of water. I bet I drink over a gallon, and I make it cold, too, which is not what this person said we should be doing. So, and speaking of water, there's a focus on bottled water, especially at this time of year. If you leave a bottle of water in your car or your pickup or whatever you're driving, and it gets hot, and then you drink it, and it's in a plastic bottle, you're asking for it. The water tastes funny when you do that, and that's because the chemicals from the plastic soak into, leach, I guess is the word, right, Victoria? Mm-hmm. Leaches into the water itself. So if you can get an old kind of thermos or something in which you put the water and you keep it in your control, better for you. Water,
yeah, just
from
get a stainless steel.
Bottle.
Don't get a plastic anything really, but just get a stainless steel thermos and keep your water in that, and that's the safest way to do it. But I'm sure all of us have done this. You know,
you've
got a bottle of water that you left there, and then maybe it gets really hot, and then sometimes it cools down again, so you drink it, and it tastes gross. Well, there you go. That's the proof right there. You're drinking chemicals, and they're really bad chemicals too. It's BPA, which you know that causes brain defects in babies. That's why the plastic baby bottles are no longer made with BPA. So it's serious stuff. It's not, obviously the bottled water industry says that everything's fine and that it's safe, but it's not.
Of course it is.
Pizza Hut in food news. They say they want to have a healthier product, so they're going to serve only antibiotic-free chicken wings. What? Are they gonna? It's going to take them until 2022 to do this. What a joke this is. First of all, there's nothing about
I thought it was illegal. This is where I'm confused about food labeling. I thought it was illegal already, based on when you look at TV commercials for Purdue or whatever, that it's illegal to serve chickens that are given hormones and antibiotics. That's why every kind of brand now says antibiotic-free, never given hormones
illegal,
or antibiotics.
But it's not illegal, but it's not smart marketing because people get it now.
So
they
basically
understand.
Only the cheapest of cheap brands.
Yeah, garbage.
Okay.
Antibiotics and garbage, there's an equal sign between the two of them.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
And it started with the beef industry, or the milk, actually, the milk industry, when these farmers were loading up their cows with the BPH, which made them give more milk, but no.
Yeah.
Take it from me, Farmer Doug. You don't want that. You don't want it in your meat. You don't want it in your milk. You don't want it any place. No antibiotics anywhere. Now, that doesn't mean the cows, if they're sick, shouldn't have antibiotics, but you ought not to be, I mean, you got to, like you take antibiotics, you let it work its way through the system. You don't, you know, immediately eat the meat after that or drink the milk after that. You gotta, it has the time that it takes to get out of the body. So, anyway, Pizza Hut says they're going to be bad. Listen, I'm glad a hooey when it comes to them. It's 59 past the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.